Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Dom Giordano Day here in Wildwood. Thanks to Lou Colasso, who's the head of tourism here in Wildwood, for stopping in and saying, I stopped by, but it was too crowded, but I voted the right way. All right, what does that mean? We have to get an update on the gravy sauce debate. The Cento jar is being well visited here. Joining us this hour, Fred Herron, sheriff and candidate for sheriff in Bucks County. Pat Malloy, I lost my cue card here, who is the head of police out there in Abington and was Joe Conklin's host over at the great Keswick Theater. And Joe Conklin here in Wildwood, perfect fodder for him with a big event coming up. He's got two of them. I don't care who hosts the other one. That's over in Ocean City. I just know Dom Giordano's hosting the one in Wildwood. Joe, we're actually counting the number of blocks from La Cucina. We have to do a quick dinner and then get over there on July 11th.
Beautiful. Yep, it's going to be a big night. Friday night, come on down. A Wildwood Public High School. We did the Catholic school a couple times in advance of our Doherty reunion, which is a week later out at Keenan's. Chief Malloy here plugging away, but
we are CD.
Both,
it's one of the odds of two Doherty guys. There are only 6 million kids there every year, right?
60 demerits between us in all 4 years.
Jug, justice under God.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very excited to be here. Mulligan, by the way, if you're here at Mulligan's, try the beef. Great roast beef sandwich. Had one last week.
Okay, good stuff. So, Joe, 11th in Wildwood, and then the 12th over in Ocean City.
Ocean City. Rob Ellis, by the way, is hosting that one.
Mr. Delco.
Guy. Yep, Delco guy, Rob Ellis. So, come on out. Tickets at joeconklin.com. Now, this is the story of Philly sports through music. Pat was where you saw it the other day. We do all the ups and downs. We hit all the cliches, the snowballs at Santa Claus, all the hits. We play the hits. We go back into the 70s, 80s, 90s, it's a heavy Super Bowl champion theme, too. We are still the reigning Super Bowl champions.
And with that, Joe, the crowd is a little bit, they might be able to hear it over the speakers here. I'll let you introduce it, what you put together, one of the staples, one of your greatest impressions, blending in with your Philadelphia Eagles. Who knew that this man knew that much about Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Eagles?
President, come on over here.
What do I say? If I come over here, can I get next to Mr. Chief Malloy? What's going on, Dom? It's a pleasure to see
pleasure,
you.
Pleasure, Mr. President.
Job. Unbelievable work down here. You know, I guess it's just tremendous. So many things are going on. What a great crowd here at Mulligan's. Not quite as big as the crowd I had here.
Wait a minute. Stop Giordano Day. Impeach this man. You've been impeached twice. I've never been impeached.
Well, maybe I should run for mayor. I've been indicted 4 times, so maybe I qualify. I don't know. We're doing great things. I think if you get the mayor on, I know the guy from the Crest doesn't show up, right? You
no, that's like the guy with the papers coming over the bridge. He's Italian, too.
And we're trying to get the tariffs going for the Wildwood. We got it. We're going to make $1 million for Wildwood. We got to impose tariffs on all these other towns, on Avalon, Seattle, and Ocean City. We're going to be Sea Isle ice alone. If we put a tariff on that, they've been getting ripped off for a long time down here. I keep telling you. You bring that Mac and Mango pizza in from Ocean City, we'll slap a tariff on that one, too. You got at least 110%. Come on. Max Pizza is where it's at. They know it up here. They know it in the back. Even the fake news knows it.
Hey, yeah, fake news in that corner. That's right.
All the way down there, that McDonald guy, he's a fake newser.
That's Tommy McDonald, fake news.
Don't pay any attention to him. He works for PBS. By the way, good luck holding your job. We're going to remove your funding, by the way. Good luck. You and that mayor of yours. By the way, Ocean City popcorn tariffs. All right. But we're in a great mood. The Phillies are playing the Mets tonight. The Phillies are on a roll, folks. Tremendous job. They got the. I don't understand the bullpen. I mean, they play at Citizens Bank Park. The first four guys out of the bullpen aren't even citizens. I don't even know. It's just amazing what is happening. But they're doing a tremendous job.
All right. But you do like the Philadelphia Eagles, and we have something prepared, right?
I'm an Eagles fan. You know that. My favorite song, I always dance to it at all the rallies. And I'm an Eagles fan. I'm a big Eagles fan. Well, who's back there? Is it Henry?
Henry back there.
Mm-hmm. He's got that music. Come on, line it up there. Just smack that baby in. Come on, hit that record. I got to be one of these. You know the moves, right? Come on. I don't know if I can hear it. Does this headphone work? I feel like the old, is this thing on or what? But we're doing tremendous work. I don't know who the hell you got back there, Tom.
Hey, Henry or Dan, what's going on? There it is.
You know, it's the trap.
Sorry about that. That was the Jersey Club remix.
It's the Eagles fight song. Okay. No. So do we have the president?
We got, no, it's my YMCA. It's called Go Birds.
Yeah.
It's thusly labeled. I mean, you've been so much with the gravy and the sauce. What the hell's going on back there? I mean, you must be drinking that Irish sauce, right? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Rego.
Oh, well, Dan's coming up here. I'm sure Dan gets to the bottom of this. Do we have the President's Eagles song, Dan?
Walter Kosk is ruining things. As soon as I saw his face today, I said, we're going to have problems here with Walter.
Is the president sauce or gravy? I missed that part.
Oh, I think he's gravy.
No, come on. More. Yeah. What is going on here as I walk away? There's more electioneering going on. This
All right. Sauerkraut. I'm sauerkraut.
He's a big sauerkraut. He's an Eagles fan, though. Do we have him or no?
Do you want to do that now? Let's do it now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Henry, you got that ready to go?
Dan is the whisperer, the producer whisperer.
All right.
Henry, play that whenever you're ready, sir.
I'm going to have to pull the funding for this station, too. I don't know what is happening. Come on, we can get better people out on the street.
All right, I guess we don't have that ready.
Okay.
That's all right.
Henry, we're talking about the song that we sent you to play. That's the only thing that we sent you to play.
What operation you got running here. I don't know who the hell's running this place.
All right, well, we'll have to do it after the break, guys. We'll have to do it after the break.
Okay. All right, so... Mr. President, are you aware of a guy named Chip Snapper? And Chip Snapper makes a lot of appearances at Conklin events. And I think he's a fan of the Jersey Shore.
I passed him over when I was coming in from North Wildwood at Grassy Sounds. He's got a nice place, his shack. Come on up, Chip.
Yeah, how you doing there, Mr. President? Hey, Dom, how you doing? It's nice to see the chief again. He comes down for the girls on the avenue. By the way, they were asking for you. Tracy over at D Street. She misses you. She's up to $12, by the way.
Tariff, Mr. President.
It's beautiful. People from Kensington don't get over to the Crest much. We usually stay right over there in Grassy Sounds. It's close to the water because the kitchen is actually sinking into the bay. So, But you can always tell the kids from Kensington on the beach in Wildwood, we build them sandcastles and then we board them up with popsicle sticks. And we feel it's a nice place. We're okay with the seagulls. We just look at them as pigeons by the sea. And they taste just like chicken, by the way. Reminds me, Thursday night we have chicken pot pie. So be aware of that. And by the way, Duffy won't be down with us this year. He and his neighbor have a timeshare in Gloucester City. That's right on the water, too. We're lucky we're down. Past few years, we only got as far as Belmar Lake. You know, the Cedar Lake that stains your bathing suit? It's a nice time down there. It's all, Tall Paul is with us. Tall Paul from the tap room is here. He's got a timeshare. He shares a bathing suit with Stinky from Gall Street. Stinky gets the suit on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Paul gets the trunks on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. On Sunday, they give the bathing suit a rest. So that works out for them now. But I don't know if you got specials over here yet. We did have some trouble with all the unrest over in Iran. Eggie Duckworth had to move his family out of the Arabian Nights Motel on New Jersey Avenue.
Well, Chip, I hear now that the president, everyone here at Mulligan's, the president and his salute to your Philadelphia Eagles.
This is the greatest Eagles team in modern history. They are a credit to the entire country. Go Birds! You've turned the town upside down. I said, go Birds! You've brought the Chiefs to the ground. I said, go Birds! There's a champion in town, made everyone feel so damn happy. And did a tremendous job. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. We've got a championship ring. It's for you all to enjoy. Every man, every girl, and boy. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. Come on. They're the best that we've seen. And their defense is mean. Yes, we're all bleeding Eagles green. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. It's fun to root for the E-A-G-L-E-S. I mean, say Sean Barkley.
All right, President Trump and his salute to the Philadelphia Eagles here. More coming up with Joe Conklin. Again, Joe, these tickets, great Father's Day present, right on the cusp of Father's Day. Got two big nights. July 11th, we'll join you in Wildwood. And July 12th in Ocean City on the boardwalk, the music pier.
Beautiful. I'm looking forward to it. Now, you got an Italian restaurant picked out already beforehand?
Yeah, we have several of them here in Wildwood. Okay. Yeah.
They're using gravy too, right? Make sure they we get their money. We'll get John Gentile over there.
Oh, I didn't know he came in. He's definitely a gravy guy. Yeah, dead John is. Go on. All right, 855-839-1210. Hey, it's so important to make sure that our families have the essentials. Food, shelter, and, of course, Pure Clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap is crystal clear, all-natural water. Not only the best-tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water, they'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, just fantastic. They'll come out to your house and test your water, recommend solutions that make sense. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They will take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com, 800-887-7555, 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, it's Dom time. 310 West Hildreth Avenue in Wildwood. Come on, we have room for you. Coming up, we're going to debate the great Linda Kearns here and give her award as one of our honorees this year. 310 West Hildreth, Mulligan's. You got to stop in anytime you're at the shore. Johnny and the whole crew here, it is our place. It's the Summer White House. Joining us is Joe Conklin. We're talking about two upcoming events here at the shore. Pat Molly or Malloy, who is the chief of police in Abington, and Lorraine Rinaldi, who is the special Gravy Wars national tour we brought in on this. And it's not, you know, making it unfair for the sauce people. Lorraine, how's the voting going?
You know what, Dom? I'm a little bit disappointed. South Jersey's not representing as we would have liked. But right now, the judge of elections are counting. It is a tight race. I'm sorry to say that if you bet John,
yes,
he might have this. He might have
who
this one.
Identify what these sauce people look like or who they are about.
Well, I think you've heard the word Metagon thrown around.
Yeah, right. They're Irish.
Yeah, they don't know any better. Guys, vote early and often. I got to get my people to re-vote.
But, so we'll have the official count. It looks like they're tallying. And you know what? They're doing it honestly. I was tempted to rig this election.
Yes.
Why not?
Well, but the ballot box is open until 3 o'clock. This is the early returns.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were shutting it down.
Oh, no.
Okay, we got to be careful because some of these people, I mean, as far as I know, everybody who voted is still alive with a pulse.
Yes.
But you never know. They might be trying to, you know, rig the election in their own right.
Well, I have Roe and Leslie counting. You can't do more impeccable than that. Everybody knows Leslie. So, Renee, the book is on sale here, too, Gravy Wars.
Yes, it's on sale half price, just $10. My grandson's out there hawking it. People who have an inkling towards sauce seem to be a little hesitant. They don't understand that this is a very funny book. It's a fun read, full of recipes and a lot of anecdotes and really just self-deprecating humor about the Italian-American culture. And you know there's a glossary in the back, right? Do you remember there's a story behind the glossary?
Oh, yes.
I'm still learning words that I thought were real English words that were totally made up when I was growing up. You know what I mean? I mean, like, gabagool is an easy one, right? I was 25 before I knew gabagool was capicola.
Capicola.
Right? You know, I called it super sod. Friends would say, what do you mean? You have a great lawn? No, super sod. Oh, it's soprasado. Pardon me. You know, scusi moi. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's me. Dom, I brought a little something for you and Ro. I don't know if Ro can hear me, but... I have a special. I went to the prize closet all these years later. Wow. I have this for Ro, the saucy chef apron. I have a T-shirt for you.
Well, we'll be using that later. Oh, I think.
Yeah,
yes,
right?
That's a great. That's a highlight of the day. Ro's over there counting.
And she has no
Ro,
idea.
Take a look at what you'll be wearing later. Come on.
She has no idea we're talking about her. And this is for you, Dom. So
well,
you guys
you.
Can cook
thank
the kitchen.
Thank you, Renee.
That one that says gravy chef.
Yeah, right. And I got a nice new wood spoon so she can crack your coolie with it. You know, we call it a coolie.
If you would bring the book out again, I'm sure I could get you some celebrity endorsers.
I think the book's right here, and it's up front.
I think Joel Embiid would be an endorser.
I'm still trying to get through the airport with all these restrictions on these banned countries. But I would definitely eat something like this. Do you have any gravy that's cotton candy flavored? Oh, nice cherry coke.
Oh, my goodness.
Still trying to get through all the water ice at John's water ice.
Yeah, I think Cole Hamels was quite an aficionado. I think he married an Italian woman.
I did, actually, but I divorced her. Because she kept calling it sauce. It's gravy. Of course, I'm single now. Looking forward to the big series with the Mets starting tonight. It's very exciting. Do you like my hair part on the side?
By the way, Cole, what's with the Apple TV that we have to figure out to watch a Phillies game? And is that something in the future? It's going to be our future?
Are we on the air? It's just a money scam. It's a money grab again for these. They just don't leave you alone. They reach into both pockets and then around the back, too.
So, Lorraine, Gravy Wars, is there a website still, or where do people find it?
You can go to LorraineRinaldi.com. You can get the book on Amazon. I'm telling you right now, the best deal. If you want it signed by me personally and you're not here, go to my website, LorraineRinaldi.com. I have it on sale there as well. I can sign it, ship it. If you go to Amazon, it's a third-party sale. You know, if you're here in Mulligan's, buy it today. You're never going to get a price better than $10.
All right. And this is a great gift, whether you're sauce or gravy.
It totally is.
It is Italian culture. It's what captured that and what you bring to radio. It's so good to hear you back on Liz.
Oh, my gosh. I miss it so much. So all these years later, you know, people tell me that it doesn't matter what their background, what their ethnicity is, they can relate to this book because it's just fun. It's just family humor. But I got to tell you, since, again, I have the mic, I know that Zeoli, God bless him, North Jersey, I know he's a sauce guy.
Yeah.
And, Rich, if you're listening, I know you make homemade pizza, but I challenge you. I think I can make a better pizza than you.
Oh, it's on. Now, Rich will be over at the Grand Hotel in Cape May today. Let's see if they roll out a pizza. It's only like 5 to 7 miles away, I believe. From
probably a Taylor Ham guy, too.
He probably is a Taylor Ham guy, yeah. I know he doesn't do the pineapple, and I'm with him on that. No pineapple pizza, no such thing. But, yeah.
All right, we'll see. We'll see what we can do with the pizza thing. I don't have a pizza in that war. I'll let that go.
Yes, so we do have an update on the numbers, but yes. The problem is we've run out of ballots, Tom.
Okay, well, Johnny can provide some more ballots.
Yeah?
We had 100 ballots or more, I think.
Well, we need more than that. We have an updated count.
Yes, update it. Henry, hit the sounder there. Wait a minute. Breaking news here. What's the tally here at Mulligan's?
Good luck him pushing the right button.
I am really reluctant to read this.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, 88 votes have been cast.
Yes.
They were all paper ballots. Handwritten judges of election have weighed in. Everybody was watching. We have 28 votes for Grady. 60 votes for
Two to one.
Stolen
Italian
election.
Italian Herald. Stolen election. Ooh. Wait a minute. It's up in the house. This is 2020
election.
All over again.
It's rigged, believe
me. Mr. President.
It's rigged.
It's rigged. Is this rigged worse than your election?
Italians are very nice people. I don't know what's going on here. It's rigged. The Irish have infiltrated.
Wait a minute. It's the polls. It's Johnny
Zee. They stole this election. The police chief over here, I will check his background. I know he's Irish. He's from Frankfurt or Somerdale. I'm not sure.
All right, but wait a minute. The polls are not closed yet. They're going to stay as open as long as I can.
We have the head of the Italian American Herald calling for a re-election, Doc.
Yeah, exactly. Barbara Zippy here. That's right. All right, well, you can still vote. If you want to save the honor here.
Oh, wait. There's a Dominion truck rolling down the street. Where's Mike Lindell?
That's really ice. That's an ice truck. Stay away from those guys.
All right.
They're on duty.
Come to 310. West Hildreth. Come on, all people in Wildwood who want to help out, get over here now. Hey, Joe, where do we find tickets again for the upcoming events?
JoeConklin.com. It's the story of Philadelphia sports through music. Nine-piece band.
Nine Conklins or ten?
Probably about five. Well, my daughter's about to have a baby any minute now.
She'll still be in there, right on stage. Part of the act. Is that part of the act?
Another Conklin into the act. Wildwood Public High School, July 11th, Ocean City Music Pier, July 12th, Saturday night. Come on out. JoeConklin.com for tickets.
Hey, Joe, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, brother.
Spectacular.
Great
time.
Thank you.
All right, now this was the fun part. Here comes the heavy duty, though. The great debater, Linda Kern, she's brought us a section. She had some nephew who doesn't even know where he is. He had to show up here just to boo me. There's a guy over there in the corner. We'll debate. We'll honor Linda Kearns. 855-839-1210. You get a line. That's all coming up. And we'll get a final result from Lorraine. That is disturbing. These people don't understand the premise of this whole thing. My God. Get more ballots, Ro. Don't be sitting there. Come on. Hey, after nearly 15 years of European splendors, I'm excited to tell you about our tour to Sicily and Calabria. I'm sure they call it gravy there. Nobody masters Italy like conservative tours. In fact, our guests, our guide Lorenzo and the team, all hail from Calabria. Picture the bustling, colorful markets of Palermo, framed by the azure Mediterranean Sea, the awesome beauty of the architecture that recalls the invasions of the Arabs and Normans. It's a challenge to fully slot Sicily into Italy's culture and nationhood, and that's the beauty of this place. The Byzantine mosaics of Monreal attest to this distinction. Local wineries where dining events will amaze. Marsala, Trapina, Solefa, and a remnant of Greek civilization, the Valley of the Temples. All this with conservative tours. Ro, you, great number of Talk Radio 1210 listeners. 5544, including airfare. Call 888-733-9493 or go to conservativetours.com. The Godfather Tour, Mount Etna, and my favorite, Terramina. conclude with one of the best unknown destinations in Italy, Calabria. I'll see you on the cliffs of Taormina. We'll share an Aperol spritz in the afternoon sun. All you have to do is call Conservative Tours to get all the details. 888-733-9493.
All right. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is Dom time. Dom Giordano Show, Dom Day here in Wildwood. Thanks to everybody that came to Mulligan's, even the sauce voters. But there's a bit of a dispute, and who better to settle this than the all-time expert, not only of election law, but someone I deemed very much responsible, along with President Trump and Scott Presler, for winning Pennsylvania with our listeners because of her credibility, because of the fact that even on Labor Day, Linda Kearns was at the desk, Dan and I were on, and she called us when they put up Kamala Harris in the Philadelphia Eagles uniform, and the Eagles still won the Super Bowl after that jinx. It's amazing. Linda Kearns was on it and immediately stopped it. So Linda with us here at Mulligan's. We're honoring her as our third person of the year for efforts that were extraordinary and for coming on the air routinely with us, many times suffering ignominious defeat in any debate that we have. That did not stop her. She's here today for the big debate. Congratulations, Linda.
Thank you very much, Tom. Hi, Tom. Hi, Dan. Hi, Henry, for holding down the fort back in Philadelphia.
Hi, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You are welcome, Linda. And this election, we ran out of ballots. That happens often in Philadelphia, I think.
This gravy sauce election was the worst run election I've ever seen.
Wait a minute.
It makes Philadelphia look safe. I see ballots over there.
Are you a gravy person?
I saw electioneering on the other side.
That's
terrible.
All allowed. Electioneering was allowed. So what can we do with this dispute? Put on your legal cap here.
Yeah.
What should we do?
Well, Dan asked me if I'm a gravy or a sauce person.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been to Italy multiple times. They don't call it gravy over there. That's a South Philly thing. So
yes.
I would call it sauce. Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah, Linda.
That's it. These people are just
gravy is the brown stuff you put on the roast beef sandwiches they serve here.
You know, Linda, Dom came up to me and said, if I were to butter up Linda with an award beforehand, do you think she'd swing over to gravy? and it didn't work.
The only way Dom can win an argument is to cheat. I mean, he decides to have me down here for a debate. He picks the topic and he decides we're going to debate Sinatra versus Elvis. But he lured me down to Wildwood, which is basically South Philly, opened up and comes down to Wildwood in the summer. So we're in New Jersey. Frank Sinatra is the son of New Jersey, and he thinks that's
wait a minute. I reclaim my time here, Dan. I'm feeling like Dean. The Dean of Decency out there, Montgomery. I reclaim my time. All right, so you ready for the great debate? Our first topic is, who is the American icon? With your applause at the end, you'll let us know.
And I think Linda should go first, right?
Let her go first.
All right,
absolutely.
So Linda, we're going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. Henry, cue up the music. Linda, why is Elvis the American icon? The American icon. Go ahead.
Well, let's face it, Elvis sold more records than anybody else except for the Beatles. I mean, Frank Sinatra lived a lot longer than Elvis and didn't even get near to what Elvis sold. Elvis was an artist. Frank, I love Frank. I'm in a bar with, I think, a lot of South Philly people, so I'm not going to say bad things about Frank, but come on. Elvis is just the artist of all, absolutely all time. And did you hear of anybody ever going to Frank Sinatra's house? No. But Graceland is the second most visited house in the entire
big
nation, except
Linda.
For thank you. See, Dan knows how to score these things correctly. Dom, you rely on.
She can't even fill 60 seconds here. Come on, Dan.
No, this is her
You're
time.
The guy.
Reclaiming
Wait.
Linda's time.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'll reclaim that time because she's
I will
now
pause it now for 5 seconds because you've interrupted.
Right.
Five.
This is the only way Dom can win a debate. He always has to do this. He always has to make personal attacks against me. When I mean, look at Elvis's body of work. And did you see the movie Diner? Remember that scene in the movie Diner?
All right, where they asked all you got. All right, Linda, you're up.
Let's start with Elvis's body of work.
All right, Tom, I got to get the timer. I apologize. Okay, right. I have to be a proper moderator for the debate.
Yeah.
So, Tom, you get 60 seconds starting now. Some great points made by Linda. And here you go, sir.
Yeah, let's start with Elvis's great movies like Bongo Bingo, 32 different times that he did. Let's start with the fact that Frank Sinatra is an Academy Award winner. Are you realizing that? An Academy Award winner here. Mulligan's, your applause for
Bring
Sinatra.
In the acting.
Frank Sinatra is sophistication. Elvis is great, but everybody knows there's only one guy that can sing the quintessential song to me, My Way. Elvis did it his way, sort of. Sinatra really did it his way. Then there's a hair. No, sorry, I got off track here. And Elvis himself, Linda, said that he was influenced by Sinatra. Elvis, great entertainer, but he was not called the voice. Only one person was called the voice. And it's amazing, Sid Mark, the all-time great, for 55, 57 years in Philadelphia, just played Sinatra.
Time's up. You can't do Elvis for 57 years.
Dom. Linda, you have 30 seconds to respond.
Come on, you can begin. Come on, Dom. Citing the Academy Awards, today is the 50th anniversary of Jaws, one of the best films that ever have made. That didn't win an Academy Award, so just because somebody wins an Academy Award doesn't make them a better performer. And did you see that movie Diner? Remember in Diner when they asked the Mickey Rourke character, who would you rather make out to, Mathis or Sinatra? And what was his answer in one of the in another great movie? He said Elvis Presley. Nobody ever talks about Frank Sinatra that way. So, Don, you know, I know that you want Sinatra to win because...
Finish the thought, Linda.
My time's up already?
Your time's up.
Thank God for that. All right,
Tom, I don't want to be a biased judge, but I think there is a swing of a way here that's happening. I don't know. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. In the end, who is it that people are going to remember 50, 100 years from now? Still remember. One and only, not Taylor Swift, not Elvis Presley. It's going to be Sinatra. Sinatra devotees around the world still have stations devoted to this. Still honor him. The 100th birthday was unbelievable. Elvis is a great entertainer, but there is only one chairman of the board. Pioneer
now,
in Vegas.
Seconds,
and there's
up.
Only one king of rock and roll, and that's Elvis.
Well, Linda, you don't get another retort. You went first. Come on.
Okay. All right. By applause here, I can take it. We've almost lost the sauce or gravy. Who won this great debate? Linda Kearns?
Do we have...
Applause for Linda?
Applause for Elvis and Linda? All right, applause for Frank Sinatra and Dom.
I think it is clear.
Dom Giordano takes round one.
So, Dan, is that an indicator that if we were actually arguing in the court, we agree on too much? What would happen ipso facto?
No, I think if there were a home court where it was a Dom Dome, maybe you would win. I do think Linda came fantastically prepared.
No, I wouldn't like to debate her in a courtroom. That's the highest compliment I can give.
He couldn't debate me in a courtroom. He never passed the bar exam.
I didn't have to. I won the moot court competition. That's all that's necessary. That's what my man at home.
Now, if
court.
You did the same competition in Tennessee, though.
Right.
It would be way different, I would think, right? I think Elvis would probably...
Frank Sinatra's home country.
Yeah. All right, so Linda, we had another thing. I don't know, the AI thing. Oh, yeah, let's do AI in honor of Leslie.
I thought you wanted to go out on a high note. I don't think you need that.
Or Linda,
twice.
Do you have impromptu? You like something better, your call.
Yeah, Linda, what do you want
to
do?
To debate?
Do you want to debate or no?
We can do the AI thing. Or, you know, I said that I have presence.
I like it.
I said on the air, on your show, I said I have presence for... Dan, he's having a baby.
Wait a minute, he's not having anything. Let's get that language.
See, Don, that you were so crestfallen when I mentioned I was bringing a present for Dan and not for you. I mean, you have to be the center of attention. So I got you a present, even though I was really should only be getting something.
Well, thank you, Linda. Can I open it now?
You can absolutely open it.
All right, here at Mulligan's.
What a great loser you are. I mean, that is
this all the way from middle.
Since when does the person who loses the
I hate to,
give,
you know,
give the winner a gift?
One thing I would give Elvis, though, the hair is unbelievable. I would
Thank
die
you.
For hair
Thank
like
you.
That. That hair
Thank you.
is Joe of Columbus is here. His hair is second to even Elvis, as good as it is.
Joe, hop in that chair over there for a second.
Yeah, yeah, Joe, hop in that chair here.
I got a question.
Yes.
Well, you need a microphone first.
Yeah, so I need a microphone, Joe, here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, let's
and Dan, I know, I think here. I'm, and Dan.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. What did Dom get? We got to get
yeah, go ahead.
Wait, she's opening the gift too?
He's too nervous.
So she loses the debate, she gives you a gift, and then she has to open it as well.
He can't handle winning.
That's what it is,
Dom. I'm still getting over the sauce gravy.
And I bet the Frank Sinatra estate doesn't have something like that.
Oh my goodness. There we go. Look at this.
Let me get a
beautiful.
Zoom in on that. YouTube.com/@12WPH.
Beautiful stuff, Linda. Thank you very much.
Elvis wine for Dom.
I love that.
We all know that if we had this debate in a place other than where there's all these people of an Italian-American descent that I would have won. Now, let's
all right. It doesn't strike me that Elvis was a connoisseur of fine wines, but thank you for the... Imagine Elvis, Cabernet Elvis? No, I don't think so.
Is that why they were all drunk at Graceland?
Yeah.
What did, thank you, Linda. What was Elvis's drink of choice, you know?
What, he really didn't like to drink.
Really?
He wasn't a big drinker. He was not a big drinker, no. No.
I didn't know that. Sinatra, though, was
it? Yeah. All right, we have
you
a...
You should have brought that up at the
end. And I have, Dan, I have something for the baby that is going to come into the WPHD family. I hope you don't already have one, so I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous that you might already have one. Let's see.
No. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice.
Very nice.
Look at that.
It's a special Elvis Presley teddy bear. Elvis in his uniform.
Oh, my goodness.
That is adorable, Linda.
All right.
And Dan, I heard on the radio that you and Maisie, what you like to do on Sunday mornings. What do you usually do on Sunday mornings?
Oh, God.
We love our jazz. We love our Elvis. We
That's
love our
the
Sinatra.
Worst of all. The jazz is even worse.
What do we
all
got
right,
here?
Dan, what do we have here?
Oh, what do we got? What do we got?
Dan,
Linda, are you serious? That If I Can Dream with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Elvis Presley.
There's nothing
now,
like
you know what? That
album.
Is impressive. Yeah. That Elvis and what he did there was impressive.
Oh, you know what? This crowd's clapping now. Why weren't they clapping when we were deciding about the debate?
Linda, why we have you here, too, because if Mulligans...
Linda, again, thank you so much.
We promise people all the fun of Mulligans listening wherever they are and tell them, get down here the next time. But in all seriousness... going forward, you and Scott Presler, and Trump had a little bit to do with it, maybe Talk Radio 1210, won the ultimate swing state. God knows what would have happened, election cycles and all, if you weren't there. When did you get a sense that you convinced listeners that mail-in balloting is the way to go because Presler feels we're seeing backsliding again, early voting's the way to go? You're on it. The RNC's on it. Watley's on the show on Tuesday. You guys are on it. It's safe to vote this way. You're going to get them. If there's any shenanigans, not that they won't try. When did you know that?
Dom, I knew it election night when I saw Pennsylvania get called for Trump. People asked me all throughout the election who was going to win. And you know, as someone who was working for the campaign for the RNC, I certainly had access to the internal polls, which are usually much more accurate than the polls that they put out there. I knew we were doing well, but I also know that you cannot take your foot off the gas. You have to play as hard in the fourth quarter as you do in the first. So we never stopped, and I had an absolutely wonderful team. I know you know you have this award for me, but what about my team at the campaign and the RNC? Joe DeFelice, who's been on your show many times and is now at HUD. My great team, Ashley Walakiewicz, Tom Petruzic, Lauren Casper. I mean, these were people who were just by my side day in, day out. And I just wrote an article for the Delaware Valley Journal about the Jersey election. And it's not just one thing that wins these elections. It's a comprehensive plan. And that's what Cittarelli's going to need here in for this governor election. Right. You need to register voters, but you need to get out the vote. You need to find the voters who might be independents or unaffiliated and convince them to come to your side.
Well, I don't like early voting. I'm just an election. I admit that. And I'm always going to vote, I think. If I'm not voting, I'm dead. And even then, I'll find a way. But we have early voting in Jersey. So there's no excuse. And explain just one more time, anybody listening today, the serious part of this. If you don't do that, a lot of things happen. Somehow or another, we get a feeling, things leak out, they're killing us, they're down 400,000 votes, people get depressed, they call us. I once had Carl Rove, and he got on the phone himself, in the 2004, yeah, it was 2004, not the first time around with George W. Bush, who do I know in Virginia talk radio so that they could pull Virginia out? And I said to the guy, it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if you think you're losing Virginia, you got to be kidding me. You're not losing Virginia. They won Virginia going away. So there's a feeling here, easily, with exit polls or whatever, people get spooked by this, and they get depressed, and they don't vote.
Right. And to win an election, to win any election, you have to fight for every single vote. And
right.
New Jersey is very different than Pennsylvania. There's two, I'll say election oddities, because I think there are a lot more oddities about New Jersey. But with regard to elections, in the past 3 governor races, 40% turnout. That's all that came out, 40%.
Right.
So the Republicans need to get more people out to the polls. Additionally, there's something this year that hasn't really been in play before. Right now, about 36% of the electorate is what's called unaffiliated, independent. They're not Republicans. They're not Democrats. And if Cittarelli's going to win, he not only has to get every Republican out to vote, but he has to get a large segment of those unaffiliated. And that takes a lot of resources because you have to find the data guys so that they can target, you know, who are these unaffiliated people? Are they trending towards Cittarelli? And how do we get them out to vote?
We know that you and Presler are both going to be involved in this. So that gives us, this is very doable. And I agree with you. I thought it turned on other things. Just turning out our people overwhelmingly.
There's actually not enough Republicans in New Jersey right now to just turn out
our
people.
Right, and if you don't do that, it's going to reaffirm that people are going to be okay with Jersey. We know it's a great sense of place. People don't want to move. If you lose this, they are going to go to town with continuing these outrageous policies for another 4 to 8 years.
Absolutely.
It's that simple. We're past big money, Phil Murphy and all that. Cittarelli's got name recognition. There's no reason we can't win this one. I would even say we should win this one. Slight favor. So
I would hope so, but I don't like to take my foot off the gas until the very end.
Exactly. Well, we'll be with you there, Linda. Thank you. Thanks for coming down today.
Of course. Thanks
for losing another debate.
Oh, Dom. Hey, let sometime debate not on your home field.
All right,
we got to bring her in studio and do like a
another topic. But we don't differ on very much
that's
at all, I don't think. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
So the Elvis thing is tremendous.
Linda, thank you so much for the beautiful gift. Too.
There's only one Elvis, and he had too short of a career. That's the problem.
That's another thing. I mean, I know the debate's over, but Elvis wasn't alive as long as
that's his problem. Longevity seriously counts with me a lot.
That's
so
true.
There you go. All right, Linda Kearns with us. Still time to meet her here. Johnny Z, our host, will be with us. Show of Columbus and some of the regulars are here. They're coming up here at Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. And I did pour a beer spectacularly for Johnny's son, for Joe's son, who is eternally grateful on the record. That was his first beer. Legit, you buy that, Joe. His first beer legally.
That's what we're told, Dom.
Okay. We're not going to question the election. All right. Hey, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock in prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use that code WELLNESS at checkout. 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant, 826-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock. Rescue 2010 pricing. Again, that code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. Use that code WELLNESS, WELLNESS, 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get savings, res-q.com. Do it today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.